And it is my great pleasure to welcome back to this store Mr. Kenny J, a.k.a. Kenny Johnson. This is his autobiography, The Last Hustle, published just months ago. You could not possibly buy a better, more inspirational Christmas gift for those you love, or even those you hate. Less than love. Those who you want to inspire to do something...
The fix.
No. But to inspire them to live a life of more openness and love. And Kenny is going to be talking about that and whatever else he decides to talk about tonight. Thank you so much for coming tonight, and welcome, Kenny.
Namaste. I guess we know what to do now with our cell phones and our iPads and our iPhones and all these other things we got. These contraptions we have become attached to. Okay. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate you taking time out of your lives to come and sit and to be in the presence of this love that we're going to talk about, speak about, and experience tonight. I always like to start the meditation out, to start the meeting out in silence. You know, once we get established in silence, the job is done, damn near, what I think. Because we're going to always, no matter where we go, we're going to come back to this place of quietness, of silence, of peace, of unity, of oneness. No matter your story, no matter where you come from, no matter who you are, you can always let it go and come back to one. You don't have to change your life. You don't have to change anything. You can stop and be here, be totally present to everything that you need in life. It's simply letting go of the story. In order for me to be free, I had to find someone that could show me how to let go of the story of Kenny Johnson, the criminal, the robber, the thief, the no good sinner, you know, on and on and on. Once I knew how to let go of that story, that I was free. It's that simple. If you got that, you can pack up and go home now. Everything else is coming to you. This was Deepak Chopra said one time. I paid $40 to a long way to Oakland. It was cold and raining. I get there. He says, there's nothing but this oneness. If you understand that, go get the money and leave. He said, because it's all down here from here on out. I didn't want to believe that. I sat there waiting for more, knowing there was no more. He had spoken the ultimate truth. So if you want to sit here and listen to you for another hour and a half, it's all down here from here.
You're going to pick the hill up though, right?
You're going to do what you want to do with the hill. That's on you. Do whatever you want to do with that hill. That's on you now.
It's
going to work it. During this holiday season, there's people, I mean, there's so much stuff, so much energy running around, and so much people chasing this, chasing that, doing this, doing that. And we who are open, we who are sensitive, we are who is trying to be in the moment, we are feeding all this collective unconsciousness stuff running around. What do we do with it? I even see myself, well, maybe I should go buy a gift for so-and-so. Well, you know, maybe I should go Christmas shopping. And I have to stop, let that go too. Well, maybe you should do this Christmas card. Maybe you should do, you know, just get caught up in the, that's okay, you can do those things. But where are you doing it from? Do you want to genuinely send Carl Frederick a card saying, Merry Christmas, Carl? I'm thankful to know that you're on this planet. Or do, oh, hello, Merry Christmas, Mama. I hope you're doing well. Ida, you should do this. We don't have to do nothing but put our heart, the true sincerity of our heart impels us to do. Anything else is a prison. I should, one bar. Where I must, another bar. Where I got to, another bar. Pretty soon you'll incarcerate yourself into your own prison. I should know. I spent half my life living in those dungeons. I'm a thief. I'm a robber. I'm a pimp. I'm a killer. I'm a this. I'm a that. And each time I got slammed into jail. So one day a beautiful woman came to me and says, you're none of those things. And I have been living that truth ever since. Whenever I see myself building myself a little prison, a little cell somewhere, oh, I gotta take this boy out. I gotta take this boy out because it's a prison, even out here. Because in order for me to get to the physical prison, I had to first start building a prison out here. And I start building it in here. There's no way I could have got to San Quentin or Alcatraz or any of those Folsom prison unless I started working up here. You follow what I'm saying? So you may never get to San Quentin, darling, but you already got to San Quentin inside you. Because thoughts are things. Now here we go with the law of attraction. What you think, you attract. I wasn't afraid of prison, so I said, well, I don't care. I go rob this bank. I go steal all the money from a Minute River bookstore while the guy's back there making some tea. It's Christmas time, and my girlfriend needs some shoes. I steal the money from the cash boy. I'm running down the street, rob. Hey, you come back here, you criminal. Call the police and handcuff me, and I'm in jail. Because I thought that I should go out and do something in order to make somebody else happy or make myself happy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I spent a lot of Christmases in jail. A whole bunch of them, over 20-some Christmases in jail. So I'm happy to be out here this holiday season talking about prison, freedom, oneness. Love to abandon convicts, inmates on this planet called Earth. Not Earth, Earth. And how can we be free of this? Does the Republican system, does the Democratic system, does the Tea Party, are we a prison to those? Are we into a prison to occupy? Are we a prison of the 99%? Are we a prison to the 1%? You know what I'm saying? Are we a prison to Christians? Are we a prison to Buddhism? Are we a prison to Hinduism? Are we a prison to hippieism? Are we a prison to marijuanaism? Are we a prison to alcoholism? Which prison are we in? Hi, my name is Kenneth Johnson, and I'm a recovering alcoholic. Prison. I got 99 chips. I've been free of alcoholism for 20-some years. Prison. Hey, I know the Maharana, Vajrayana, Hinayana, and all the other Yanas. Prison. I'm married, here's a beautiful husband, we got 3 kids, prison. I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just trying to show you how we, this mind of ours, build certain thought forms, and they we live those thought forms. I was driving down the street today and I was watching the leaves. I saw this tree and I was thinking about consciousness. And I saw this tree sitting there and all its leaves is falling down. I'm in the process of writing another book. It's going to be a short book. It's called The Pathway to Abundance. And I saw how this tree was sitting there and these leaves that had fallen, they were swirling around, it was flying around, blind, and going up the tree and all out in the street. I said, wow, just like consciousness. Consciousness is unmovable. But the thoughts are swirling around, going back around, they're trying to reattach to the tree, whatever the case may be. But the trees are sitting there. And we are there. And everything is swirling around us. And we're not attached to any of it. We're sitting, we're simply witnessing it. Last time I saw you, you were single. Now you're hooked up. Well, she's hooked up to you. She got you. She ain't letting you go nowhere. Well, last time I saw you sitting all by yourself, happy as a lark. How you doing, Kenny? Now she said, I got you. You ain't going nowhere. How the penitentiary going for you over there, man? I got you, dude. This is what I do. You might be a nice, beautiful, soft, lovely penitentiary, but it's still a penitentiary.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, man. That's just what I do. Oh, man. Who is that next to you?
Tess.
Huh?
Tess.
Tess?
Mm-hmm.
T-E-S-S.
Mm-hmm.
Your warden. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just never come back to my side, so you're done, Kenny. Never again. How you doing, Tess? I'm just introducing you to me. I'm just throwing it out there. It's just coming up like that. Can I say something? You really care for him, right? You do. We're having a real conversation. When you walk into here, you're willing to be seen and just have a real conversation. You really care for him, don't you? It means a lot to you, don't you? It's very obvious. Yes, that's sweet. It really is. It's beautiful. But it's still a penitentiary.
Why? Why is love?
Love, okay, anything. Okay, now we're going back to the basics of things, okay? We're going back to the foundation. The moment you say, I am this, you're creating some type of system. The love for him, it may go on for 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, 80 years. But true emptiness, true nothingness, has no attachment to anything. There's no story at all. No story.
No relationship?
No relationship to anything. Total emptiness.
You're talking about freedom.
Total freedom. Total freedom. Those two, they're in love. But you, if you was ask her, what does she want for him, what does he want for her, you'll see a story being built, and you'll be, well, wait a minute here. They're creating a structure, a frame, a house, a place, a life, and pretty soon, it's going to be a burden for them. Some kind of way. That's just life. We start think we are create. We are constantly creating. We are creators. Our mind is constantly creating. I want this beautiful man in my life. I want this beautiful woman in my life. I want to have this. Pretty soon, I want the job. I want the car. I want this. I want this. Pretty soon, now you got to maintain all this stuff. That's when alcoholism, drugism, and everything else kick in to maintain it. Lying, whatever, kick in to maintain this. If there's no story, then what? They can be in and out of love every day with no story. But if you want to have sit down with them and have a conversation with them, then you'll say, oh, wait a minute, there's a lot of stories going on here. You know, a lot of, I mean, that's just what it is. We're talking about no story, emptiness. And when you're totally empty, no story, does that mean everything's perfect just as it is? You're not even there.
Nothing to get angry about.
Yeah, you're not even there. You're not even there. Just love for sake of love. There is no you. But the moment you say, I want Carl to be my partner. I want Carl and I to live in the house again. I want Carl and I to go to the Christmas party December 25th. I want this here. And he says, well, I want so. I don't know if y'all together or not. I'm just saying. I'm just putting y'all together for the sake of having a conversation. And immediately you start building some type of structure, which is confining, which is limiting. It's we talk about unlimitedness. And in the limitation, there's suffering. Dope. Throw it out.
A tree is a structure.
Yes, it is.
And like two atoms will. Atoms have to be in proximity with each other in order for the universe to come into form.
That's right.
Okay. I like what you were doing. I had a sentence. If you can play with it. It doesn't own you.
That's right.
But you can play with it.
That's right.
And like, so I like the way you were playing.
Right, that's right.
That's what you were doing.
That's right, that's right.
And but love is bigger. Love is bigger than any story.
That's right. And
so as, and the love will call everything into its form.
Yeah, it's called, right. Love is calling them into a form.
Into a form.
For only a moment, for a moment in time and space.
Yeah.
But then love will take them out of form. Love, you know, the creator and the destroyer, Ganesha. Love, so I'm bringing this in, then I'm destroying it. I'm bringing this in, and I'm destroying it. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Right. So now it's bringing in love. When, a few months ago, he was sitting there by himself. But his heart started calling out, Tess. That's where you.
Exactly.
And she said, "Can I come here? Boogity. You go, man. Where you going?
I gotta go. I gotta take care of somebody.
Your doctor?
No. RN.
Who? RN.
RN.
Take care, man. Happy New Holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Come back. Get the book of Last Hustle. It's a good book. It'll make a great Christmas present for those who are incarcerated. I love you, bro. What's your name?
Michael.
Please.
Or Ananda.
Ananda.
I get my mixed up. So I'm going to go and be in Michael in a minute.
Right. Where are you working?
Heartland Hospice.
Oh.
So I got to take care of somebody.
Ho. Michael, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Take my information. Right. Give him my contact information.
You want to be fine?
Please call me. Please call me.
All right.
Because
we have something in common here.
Yeah, I want to do hospice.
Sure.
That's my next step.
It's fun work.
I'm terrified.
You got to have the right, you know, you got to have the right attitude. Be out of jail yourself.
Yeah. She said, ooh, she cringed.
No, I've done it.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't call it fun. Well. But he does.
Right.
I would call it.
You know, what do they say? The most important thing is to, if you're having any discomfort at all, you let go. You got to die along with that person.
That's with that person.
You let go.
Yes, right.
And everything's fine.
That's right. That's right.
And then you're free because you're out of your own jail.
Right. You know, I'm thinking I want to do hospice. I want to do grief, you know, bereavement and grieving. I'm saying,
have everything. I've been wanting to go to a jail, but I've been scared of that.
Well,
scares me.
I get you in jail easily.
Hey, I need a hug before I go. Nice to meet you.
Okay, give him your number too.
I know these guys.
Okay. Y'all know? Okay, okay.
So I want to do this. I want to do that. That's fine.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I know. That's right. See, but I know that I'm going into something. I'm going into how this is what's coming up. Like we just talked about earlier, love is calling me in. When I was doing prison work, it called me in. Carl, we did it for how many years?
I was with you about a year.
Yeah, and I did it for 5 years, 3 or 4 years before that. Now I don't even look, well, I don't want to look at the jail because that's over with. When I was doing it, I loved it. Then one day I said, I'm done with this. I want to do something else. So now hospice is calling me. Once your heart is filled, this love has come, this love has, you've called the love in, the love has called in, and it's been, your cup is full and overflowing, then you go out and you do hospice, you do prison work, you do whatever it is. To share this truth with those who don't know this truth. Gangaji's heart was full, she came in, my heart was, my cup was empty. She filled it up with love. It's a done deal. I couldn't stay in prison no more. But while I was in prison, I tried to fill all the other men up with this elixir called love. So they wouldn't be in prison. So they could experience this oneness. So they could let go of the stories and break out of those prisons, those mental prisons that had created a physical prison for them. It's all a play of consciousness. This we know. But we still, consciousness came here to do one thing. Consciousness was totally empty, asleep to itself. It woke up and started, took some, what's this? Boom, earth, boom, what's this? Tree, what's this? Water, what's this? Birds. It just started creating this. And one day, we don't know how many trillions of zillion years from now, it's going to pull itself back into itself. But now we are part of that. It's just a play. Because as I was speaking about that tree, that tree that which was not touched by any of that, we can experience that and do whatever we want to do and not be touched by any of the hospice work, the prison work, and have fun doing it. Then when the moment it gets too heavy, you can't do it anymore. Because now you're attached to the story and to the suffering, and now you're suffering, and the patient is suffering, and then your cup is empty. You're drying up. But as long as your cup is overflowing, he can give. His cup is overflowing. He can't wait to get that and be available. His heart start overflowing all his love. What do I've been meditating and doing all the practices they've been teaching me. I got to share this love. Tess, where are you, Tess? Tess, too hard. Where are you, baby? Here I come, honey.
You're speaking from experience.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So where does this love come from?
You tell me. You tell me, brother. I have not found a bottom. I have not found that place. I have looked and looked and looked, and I cannot find that place.
So it's always there?
You. Now we can go down that road all day long. I love that road. No one is there. Once you go down that road, the emptiness of nothingness, there's no one there. It's so beautiful, you don't even know that you're there when you're there.
But I think maybe some people are wondering how, what that love is that you're talking about. I don't think
we're not talking about some people. We're talking about you. We're talking about you. Because, see, I can't speak about some people, but I can't speak. What's your name?
Damon.
But I can speak about you. How'd you get here tonight, Damon?
I have no idea.
Okay, Damon, no, we gotta get one. I gotta get a little more specific than that. We haven't done it. How'd you get here, Damon? Let's do it again.
Oh, okay. I was looking at these figures.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get something to remind me of something.
Mm-hmm. And?
I didn't find any that were specifically to the likeness of what I recall.
Right. Okay.
And then I heard about your speaking. So I sat down.
So you're speaking the truth. You had no idea.
I did not.
You didn't know. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you never know where you're going to lay down that night.
I had no need to know.
No, you're right. When you wake up in the morning, it's okay. Wherever you take me, not my will be done, but thy will be done in my life. Because when you woke up this morning, you didn't know I existed.
Well, maybe not.
You did. I mean, not in a conscious fashion, but in a deeper fashion. Of course, you knew I existed because this is already done. This is a done deal. This has already happened. We're in a slow down motion.
Right.
For a time is concerned.
There's no one there.
Huh?
You already said there's no one there.
Yeah, but there is someone there. I'll change it all up now. I'm writing this story. Somebody's there. I'm writing this story already, brother.
I knew you'd come back.
I'm going to rewrote the tale, man. See, like I'm going to write about another tale. This is the last also. I'm going to write another one now. You know, I really like what you're saying, though, because a lot of times I go somewhere, I wake up in the morning, and I say, I had no idea I was going to end up here. I mean, you know, when you wake up, you say, well, I'm going to do this, and next thing, how did I end up in here? And so I appreciate that you come looking for this, but really you come looking for this. Just to be amongst two, you know.
Actually, I was doing some compulsory shopping.
Buy some. Yeah, buy. And I can think about it all day long. It's amazing how the collective unconsciousness slowly starts just seeping in. And today I've been thinking like, I should buy something. You know what I'm saying? I should just buy something for the. I saw a scarf at a farmer's market. Buy that scarf. I don't even know what I'm gonna buy it for. But go there and it's a blue scarf.
You should pay attention to that.
Yeah, I did pay attention to it. I kept driving. They just told me I owed them $492 for a ticket. Speeding on the Golden Gate Bridge. Never go over 45 miles an hour on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
Never go over it. 47, you got a ticket for $500. And traffic school.
Is that what you're going for?
$440 plus traffic school. Oh. Never go over the speed limit on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Thanks.
Huh? Thanks. She says, you were on the Golden Gate Bridge. I said, yeah. She said, that's why it's like that. I said, wow. I said, well, can I make payments? And can I, no, he said, well, he said, the best I can do is give you a month continuous, one time. That's poof. So that was my Christmas present to me.
Oh, man.
But you're worth it, Kenny.
You know, and as I was leaving, I said, you know what, this is beautiful. You know, I always have to go back to where I came from. I have to go back a few years. I was walking the prison yard wishing I would have this type of experience. Now I'm having it. I wish I could be having this conversation with you out here. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to walking prison yard with my hoodie on. Yeah, man, when I get out, man, you know, I'm going to get with Tess, man. And me and Tess will have a good time. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drive, go get chicken. I don't care. I pay it.
That's what it took to free you of your ego.
Right.
That's what the Shiva thing you was talking about, that's what that did. Now you dare. Free.
That's right.
Now you can help us. Because it's all connected.
Yes, it is.
It seems so.
It seems so. I want to say this is my Christmas present right here. This is my gift. This is the greatest gift I could give. Smiling faces. This is it. What do you do, darling? A beautiful thing in there. Lord have mercy.
And loving it.
Look at that. Look at those nails. I thought only sisters did that kind of stuff.
No.
Man, look at that.
This is holiday cheer.
Wow.
This is bling.
That is bling, 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 bling.
Yep. This is fun.
Wow. What are those?
They're just nails. All pink.
Glitter, red.
What do you call that?
Wow.
Acrylic on top of nails.
Yep. That is so pretty.
Thank you. I like it. I like being a girl.
You are definitely a girl with those, baby.
What can I say?
Yeah. Look at that baby. They're glittery, too.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part.
Golly. I'm mesmerized.
Now I can tell you where to go to get me.
Oh, he looked really cute in the way. Oh, yeah. You drove the prison with that one.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Hey. Here's Bobo. Come here, Kenny. I'm going to talk to you. Not tonight, Bobo.
Did you really know somebody named Bobo?
Baby, they got a whole bunch of Bobos. And they serious about their business. They are serious. Oh, my God. In prison, 47% of the people there are insane. Because you no longer have crazy houses, as they call them back in the day. So they take them off the street and they incarcerate them. So, you know, you have the. I was a criminal. I was about one thing, making money. I wasn't, you know, I didn't have a lot of psychological issues like some of these cats walking around the penitentiary. They would walk around and it was like, oh man, I'm gonna have a bad day if I look at that cat the wrong way today. And so you were just like, you know, you don't look people in the eye. What you looking at? You got a problem with me? So you said, hey man, you don't make that contact. Because you keep looking, you like me or something, man? You trying to get with me? No, Bobo. And Bobo is serious about his business. You want some cigarettes? I got some cookies. Oh man, they live their life around that story of who they think that they are. And they would die for that story of who they think that they are. To this day, I don't know how I survived. I just went to a nut road. I just became crazy like Bobo.
And they left you alone.
Right. I just became a nut. So now I'm healing from going. I had to step into that world in order to survive. And so I'm not surprised at the way I am right now. I'm not really surprised at the way I am now. I look nice and propped up and clean right now. Consciousness brushed me up and brushed my teeth and combed my hair. And I look clean. But there's still stuff running around. You know, my daughter said to me, she said, "You got issues." I said, "Did I ever say I didn't have issues?" Of course I got issues. If I abandoned you for 32 years, yes, I got issues. So now let's move on to the next topic of conversation. She was mad at me because I didn't listen to all her stories about who knows what. "You got issues. You want to talk to me?" I said, "Yes, I got issues, darling." But despite those issues, there's something in me and each and every one of us that's untouched by any of it. Even in Bobo. He just don't know it.
He's trying to know it.
And he's not really trying to know it. He's happy in the world that he's in. Bobo came out of prison. I met him in Kansas City, Missouri. It's the same thing he was doing in the penitentiary, he was doing in the streets. Bobo didn't want a woman. He was looking for a little boy like he was in prison. He believed his story so much. When he got out of prison, he was free. He had done all that. He was a killer and murderer and everything. But Bobo was looking for a little boy. He wasn't homosexual. He wasn't gay. He was just, that's what he wanted for his life. He believed his story. Right now, maybe Bobo is still being Bobo. And he'll die being Bobo. But I'm so grateful that Gandhi came into prison and freed me from the Bobos. So I can be out here. So Merry Christmas, darling.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
What are you going to do this Christmas season?
Have dinner with my mother.
Even her earrings match her bracelet, and her jacket match her, her shoes match this, and her bag match this. Man, her lipstick match the thing. Her glasses match the bracelet. Man!
I have one.
She got it going on up in here.
We try.
You try, yes. Now, what do you do now one more time? What's your profession?
Unemployed.
Unemployed queen.
I love it.
Yeah, unemployed queen. Isn't that beautiful? This is how unemployment looks.
I don't want to work for a while. I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Look at this. This is, stand up, dog. Let them see how unemployment looks. This is unemployment. When you was in the joint, What kind of work were you doing?
Oh, just secretarial.
Secretarial.
I worked on a computer all day.
Right. So what are you trying? What are you? I mean, if you had your dream, what would you want to do right now? If you had your wildest dream.
Work in a garden with children and animals. Yep. Which is all doable.
All doable.
And together.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Consciousness can do anything. It can create whatever you want created. It don't have no problem. But realize in the creation process, there's going to be some ripping and tearing and all that kind of stuff, and you're going to experience this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, I want to be working with kids in a garden and in springtime and watch the butterflies flit around. Says consciousness. And it starts. Because it's a creator, it's a motor, it's a shaper. So it's taking this here thought that you have and it starts rearranging the stuff in your mind, and you start feeling all this the guilt and the shame in life in order to create this new being. It is an actual psychological, physiological process that you go through to, in order to be going to the next level, whatever it may be. I know that to be so true right now because I'm going through that. It's a transformation. Like I'm seeing I'm letting my apartment's falling apart. You know, I'm about ready to. I'm not going to sell everything. The garage sale, I ain't got nothing to sell. I mean, it ain't worth stuff. I got ain't worth nothing anyways, but the stuff. And I'm like. Because my vision is to be a public speaker. My vision is to travel and be a satsang teacher and to work with people one-on-one individually. So what I was doing before can't translate into this new one. So that's got to be demolished, boom, an implosion, bam, and collapse. Here come the big trucks, haul that stuff away to the dumpster and smash up the rocks and everything and grind it up and clear the land and everything and do the plumbing and so inside and rebuilding up this temple. So that's what's happening to me. And it's ugly inside. Because you're experiencing this. And so then while this is swirling around you happening, then you come to this sacred space. And you're reminded of what's going on. You're reminded of your vision, you're reminded of your mission, you're reminded of this. Oh, this is what's going on. Okay, cool. Oh, I'm in a process. I'm in a transformation. I'm coming from caterpillar to the
cocoon.
Yeah. Butterfly. So that's the process. Or you're like a snake, your skin is being, you got to get, some snakes get between a tree and they wedge themselves in and they squeeze out of it. It's a process, a tearing, a ripping. Or the little baby chickens in the egg and it's just, it's got to tear itself out, you know. Or it's one big zillion sperms and it's fighting for that one little egg. So it's a process. And you are actually experiencing it. But along the way, we who are blessed with knowing who we are and whose we are, we're able to stop. Take a breath. I want to go around the room and see and get names from everybody. What's your name, bro?
Damon.
Leanne.
Good to see you, Leanne. Will you come?
I've been here twice before.
That's right. Good to see you, darling.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
You know, you want to have a good Christmas this year?
Yes.
You know or you don't know?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, we're here, we're in it, so you know what we know. What are we gonna do with it? You know, here we are. Leanne decided. Not Leanne. God, Lord have mercy. What's your name?
Lauren.
Lauren decided I'm gonna be unemployed and beautiful. What's your name, bro?
Jay.
Jay, how you going, man?
Good.
What got you here, man?
Suggestion from Michael Bridge.
You?
A tree question.
Oh, okay, Michael suggests, okay. Okay. Oh, thank you, bro. Thank you. So how are you enjoying this so far?
Good.
Truth. Kyle. Everybody know you, darling. When people walk down the street, hey, Tess, how you doing? Where's Kyle at? Right here, I got him. Don't worry about him. I got him covered. Handcuffed. In love.
Bob.
How you doing, Bob?
Good.
How you, what brought you here tonight, Bob?
Bobby.
Bobby? Bob and Bobby?
Yeah.
No way.
Believe it or not.
Wow. That's beautiful. I'm a clap just for consciousness bringing it all together like that. That's cool, man. Bob and Bobby. So talk to me, Bobby.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that you asked me to. I met you about, I don't know, every 10 years ago at Maju, Maju and Rob, mm-hmm. living in Santa Rosa.
Jesus.
New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember? I mean, not me, but that.
That was, yeah, oh, yeah. It was, yeah. It was like, yeah, but they had the house in Santa Rosa. We come up there for the parties and marijuana and everything. Yeah.
So I met you.
What, I said something? Nobody here do weed? That weed store right down the street here. Called Peace Medicine. Okay, wait. I'm in a festive mood tonight. Okay, go ahead.
So you need to build up the bars. Green bars.
Yeah, green bars. Go ahead, darling.
So we spent some time together at the party, mm-hmm. and we talked. Mm-hmm. And I went to Manju after we finished talking. Mm-hmm. And I said, this has been a wonderful party, and I've had a wonderful time. It was nowhere close to New Year's Eve. And I said, I have been with Kenny, and I am so filled up from being with Kenny. Mm-hmm. I am going now.
Thank you so much, my love. And so how? So, what's his story? What's Bob's story, Bobby?
We met each other 9 years ago, roughly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And matter of moments, we knew. I've also worked a lot in the community corrections programs and in mental institutions and also in the penitentiary. And I was particularly interested when Bob described you as one of those people who woke up in the prison. Right. Familiar with that.
Right.
It's like a monastery if you look at it. Right.
It is. It's true. Once you have the awakening experience.
Yeah.
The Bobos become your friend then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
they all are, right?
Yeah, they all, as they become your friend.
Yeah,
It's just scary once they start crying. It's just scary though once they start crying.
What do you mean?
Psychopaths, people with strong, serious issues, start trusting you,
because
you don't know when they're going to go back or if they're going to stay.
If they
let you in that deep, you know, it's top secret information.
Well, I would say that my experience is, you know, and you probably say that also, and I don't know if you've been in prison, right? You know.
No.
Okay. But you would say, a couple of times when I was in prison, you know, I didn't write it, it's not in my book. Well, it's one story, Gene is in there, he went crazy. He lost it. He just had a break with consciousness, with who he was. You know, he just had a break, you know. It's kind of sad for you having a break in a prison system. Recognize it, they have to medicate you immediately. They have to medicate you. They just have to. But they don't have time to sit down and talk you through it, walk you through it, and, you know, do that. They don't have time for that. Boom, so you're cool. Let me get you. What I experienced, friends of mine, that was like, they had that break, and they would walk up to me and they'd start beating on me. I mean, I just gave him candy bars and cookies and gave him a nice place to sleep, you know, helped him out in prison. Was his friend. And that same guy walked up to him and started swinging on me and talking crazy.
Scared.
You know, and I knew he was, but I had to take him out. You have to, because it's a jungle there, you know. And it's sad to see that, you know. It's hard to see, but that's just the life that you're in. I don't know if you experienced that or not, you know.
The attacks?
Yeah.
I've been graced, blessed, mm-hmm. working with crazy people, always being sick.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about that. This isn't the place to do it, but there's for me, my own experience has been a miracle. Always being safe with the most dangerous people.
That's right.
And that may make sense to you since... As you put it, you woke up.
Right.
Because, you know, I think it's all fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the
Yeah.
It seems to be. It's probably the greatest miracle in my life to be able to always feel safe.
Yeah.
And then triggers. I'm losing the word right now, but when one feels totally safe, everybody around you feels safe.
That was my experience. Once I had the awakening experience, I was so safe with life.
That's what I mean.
Then everything around me became my friend. There was no enemies. There was no more enemies. There was just was the enemy.
It's hard for me to say I'm awake. I don't go there, and I just, as you say, so many issues still inside, so many attachments.
But you're conscious of yourself. You're conscious. You're conscious of what's happening. Of the that you are the tree. You're conscious of the thoughts, the leaves, the swirling. That's being the witness. That's awake.
And the love of all.
Right, and you're conscious that I am this, and I am love, and this can do whatever it wants to do. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm not touched by any of it.
Right. So thanks for
coming. Thanks for coming and reminding me. And get that book. You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it. It's the type of book you can't put down.
You see how happy she is to see you?
Yes, I see that.
I was so excited when I saw your name. Oh my God, can you see?
She might leave with you tonight.
Stop.
Well, it's wonderful if I'm experiencing the same silence I experienced with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. Last night I did a satsang in Oakland. In Oakland, and there was this, we were talking about this love. And there's this love, when you're really in this love, all things is possible. When you're in this love, you just look at Amachi. She's so become established in love, she is hugging everybody she see. Hug 20 something people. Be careful when you're in this love, because anything is possible. And so what people do when they keep opening up to the love, they say, oh, that's too much. And they shut it down. Because when you keep opening to the love will do anything, because the love has no judgment, has no, it's just love, and it just has no, and you might just be, you know, like some of these Buddhist saints and monks and you know, you might become a Saint Francis of Assisi, or you might become Saint Laura of Sebastopol. you know, with kids all around her and flowers in her hair, and they,
don't forget the dogs.
And the dogs, you know what I'm saying? You know, and totally unemployed and happy. living in rags. You never know when you fall totally in love and let love take you.
But they'd be beautiful rags.
They would be beautiful rags.
Glitter.
Glitter rags. So, Bobby, thank you so much. And I'd like to stay in touch with you. Stay in touch with you. I live here in, I have no idea where I'm going to live come January the 9th or the 15th. I'm planning to go to Bali. I never left the country in my life. I've never been out of the country. I got my passport. I've had a passport since I've been out of penitentiary. So I said, you know what? Just be careful what you ask for. So my life is just falling apart. So I'm going on an adventure. I'm going to Bali. I've never, ever, ever. I always said, I could not get on a plane for 15 or 18 hours. But I want to do it. I'm going to get me a bunch of books. I'm going to get me some DVDs.
All you gotta do is get on for the first 20 minutes. That's it.
Do?
20 minutes.
Uh-huh. Do what?
After about 20 minutes.
Right.
You're gonna be in the air.
Right. Then what?
Either you're gonna open the door or you're gonna sit there for 16 hours.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're right. But it was always my thinking, like, how can people do that regularly? But now I'm seeing, like, I'm ready to go into this new adventure. I'm ready to embrace it and go in this, because I'm 63 years of age, you know, was living in a prison cell, been out of here, and I saw how I had started creating prisons for me. Well, I can't let my apartment go. What does that mean? Well, I can't a couch surf. What would that mean? I can't. But when you start asking for something, St. Laura, what happens is things, your life starts, you know, falling apart to make it happen. I was talking to a guru, and she said, I said, how do you live? She said, I live from house to house to house, from city to city to city. I don't have any, all I got is clothes on my back, and I'm totally doing satsang wherever I go. I said, huh? And I said, who knows? I might be doing that. Be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. Because consciousness don't have no problem giving you what you ask for. Ain't that right, Ted? Test. Just look here, and this is where you're going. You're going to be in the next 50 years, okay? This is where you're going, right there, okay? In love, still, in consciousness, solid, secure, enjoying life.
What happened to the prison?
Oh, it's still a prison. Still a prison. Still a prison. That's a Santa Rosa prison. You know. Where y'all live? Where y'all live?
Seven.
Seven other prisons. Maximum security. Lockdown. Supermax. No. Low level security, whatever. All right, brother. How you doing?
Good.
I hope y'all enjoying yourself the way I am. Okay, how you doing, brother? What's your name?
Michael,
we've seen each other. You look very familiar. Penitentiary? County jail? Workhouse? None of those. Okay.
No, I don't know.
Monastery?
Probably not.
Okay, how you? Starbucks? That could be. Okay, go ahead, bro.
A friend of mine said they'd seen you before and really enjoyed it, so I saw you were coming, and I went to your website and checked out a couple of videos, and I have to say, you need new videos because those don't do you justice at all.
You know, I think I'm going to do, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think I'm just going to take those down. and create some homes. I'm just going to try the website down. Let's create, you know, I might just put up one page under construction and redo that, because I think that you're right there. I'll just put a calendar where I'm going. That's it. Now, if anybody, okay, now here I'm going to put out, if anybody has any website capabilities or skills and would like to donate their services to help me redoing that, I would love it.
Well, I think it looked nice, you know, the page is nice, the videos just don't do you justice, you know, you have so much humor, so much life, and spontaneity, and it's just...
Now, I saw that, you know, as a marketing tool, those videos they probably run people away.
No.
But I was just saying. Yeah.
Very much enjoying being here.
Yeah. So, you have any computer skills?
No.
Not a graphic artist?
No.
You don't know web. You know no HTML, WordPress.
No.
Google Analytics.
I have a highly skilled web designer who's a very close friend of mine. I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Thank you.
Just give me your card or something. That's okay.
Where's my assistant at?
I have your email.
Thank you. Okay. Very good. Merry Christmas, y'all. Happy holidays. What's up, man?
Okay.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Okay. I'm Michael, too.
The third Michael tonight. The one who left was Michael.
Yeah, that's right. Michael. Mm-hmm. They had a run on Michaels that year. Mm-hmm. Extra Michael. A lot of Michaels to give away. How you doing, Michael?
It's all about timing, isn't it? The right answer is yes. You can agree. Maybe it'll change, but right now the answer is yes.
Gosh, I had no idea what would happen. What was going to happen tonight? I love you guys.
I want you to leave these people alone over here.
Okay. I'm gonna let you take over. Okay. The tag team.
I'm gonna leave him alone for you.
They're not gonna forget this. Tess is never gonna forget this outcome.
Yeah.
And she may never come to another one again.
My name is Robbie.
Hey Robbie, how you doing, man?
Doing alright.
How'd you get here?
I followed this guy, and he followed one of the Michaels. So I'm a third generation idea taker.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That means that somebody suggested something, and then it got passed down two times until it got to me, and I was
You was a flea.
Sweet. I thought it sounded like a good idea.
Oh, sweet.
Good. So I came to.
So what's your
I don't you know my story? I'm in Sebastopol. I'm up from here and I'm passing through. Anyway, I needed something to do, and to listen to anyone else's knowledge is always like a pretty good idea in my book. So, someone said that there was a speaker at this shop, and I had been in here, and it was an interesting shop, so I thought that sounded like a pretty good idea. So, came here,
So how you feel?
How do I feel? All right. I found someone who said very enlightened. Thank you.
Very enlightened. Give me your name again.
Robbie.
Robbie. Where you from, Robbie?
I'm from the Midwest.
What part?
I was born in Iowa.
What part of Iowa?
Southern Iowa.
Well, I did time in Iowa. So, Newton, Iowa. Rockville.
Iowa.
Huh?
I don't think I know anybody who's been in prison in
Oakville.
Newton, Iowa.
Rockville, not Oakville.
Maybe Oakville.
Yeah. So what part of Iowa you from?
Petumwa is southern central Iowa, like on the way to Missouri.
Davenport or?
No, Davenport's eastern.
Eastern, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've been a while since I've been there.
It hasn't moved.
Davenport hasn't moved. It moved to the middle. Wait till I get to you. Hey, Tess, I'm done with you. I'm on him now. Boy, you're getting it tonight. You came here. You know what, Tess? You said, I'm going to go to Stockton, and I want to be picked on. I want to be talked to. I want to be raised up. I want everybody to know who I am. That's what you said, Tess. Whether you know it or not. Do you like attention?
I guess as much as anyone else.
Huh?
I guess as much as anyone else does.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing. Do you like attention?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not to be acknowledged? Mm. Not to be seen? So I'm acknowledging you, and I'm seeing you tonight.
Thank you.
Yes. And I wish you a happy holiday season.
Thank you.
And a Merry Christmas and a New Year, too. Happy Valentine's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
And Easter, because I want to be back to Easter.
David,
pleased to meet you, David. How'd you get here, brother? Namaste. How'd you get here?
Sitting on my cushion. And looking at silence and all of the other dialogues and just sitting through that and then this morning, or was it yesterday afternoon, reading, you were going to talk about the one dialogue.
Who said that?
You.
This is the news story.
Your blurb.
That's what I said?
Yeah.
It was a few weeks ago.
I'm very attached to it.
True dialogue within ourselves. The dialogue of silence.
Does that sound vaguely familiar?
And? So you read that?
So it was the conversation that I was having.
You, young lady.
Me?
Yeah.
My name? I'm enjoying very much, and I'm trying to, like, grab everything you're saying and put it in, and, you know.
Box it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Put a little bow on it.
Yeah.
And put it on the Christmas tree.
Sell it.
Okay. Go ahead and do that. Don't forget the royalties. Good to see you.
Royalties?
Royalties.
The kick.
yes, you got
me?
Yes.
I'm Stuart.
Hey, Stuart.
How are you doing?
Oh, good, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
How's the radio program going?
Radio program's doing good. What are you doing Christmas Eve?
I guess I'm doing a radio program.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll give you dinner too.
I will. Christmas Eve, I can do dinner Christmas Eve.
If you're around.
What day is Christmas Eve?
Saturday.
Okay. Is Kyle and Tess going to be there?
You're welcome.
I got dinner.
An Occidental.
See? They are invited if they want to come along.
Absolutely.
You know Kyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
See, there we go. Yeah. So what time am I coming? So you'll send me an email and all that?
Yeah, we'll work it out, but it's another show is from 4 to 6.
Right, okay.
And the last time you were on, we had a short...
So far, I'm gonna give you my undivided time and attention, and I'm not gonna, squeeze cows in.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because that show is great.
Right. Okay.
So it worked out perfectly. Anyway.
Oh, see.
Time will just go by like that.
Right. Anyway. Right. See, everything's perfect just as it is. So we on for the 24th, say from 5 until 6.
From 4 till 6.
4 to 6.
It'll give you two hours.
And then dinner.
And then dinner.
Okay. Where?
I don't know.
Some nice restaurants there.
There's some nice restaurants there. We'll have to work that out.
Maybe Bistro de Coupang.
Maybe. Yeah.
Who?
Bistro de Coupang.
Okay, so there we go. See, Bistro de Coupang. So there it is. So Christmas Eve, I will be in Occidental having a wonderful radio program, music, laughter, dinner.
Sell some books.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Life is good, Tess. It really is. I want you to know that. But you already know that. All right, brother. How you doing?
Ken, can I say something?
Yeah.
I'll excuse myself very gratefully.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take care of myself and just get in the fresh air. I'll wait for Bobby out there, but thank you very
much. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Always take care of yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, man.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I'll give you a call on the website after I talk to my friend.
Okay. I have a call.
All right, okay. Is it time to go, son? What did you say? All right, brother, take care of yourself, okay?
No, I want to find out more about the radio show.
All right, brother.
You're on. That's too cool.
pleasure to have you.
Yes, yes.
What's your name?
He's not here.
You see that he's not here, so we go. What's your name, bud?
Jim.
Jim. Everybody, Jim. We know you, St. Laura.
You know me.
Yeah.
Catherine.
Catherine, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah. So your program was good last week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought it was.
You enjoy Sacramento?
So far, so good.
So far.
I had dinner with my family, and then I wasn't going to come, and I'm glad that I came. I got all lazy after dinner, and I'm glad that I brought myself. I've been trying to come here, a speaker, here for like 8 months. Finally, my first time, made it to see you.
What's your name?
Kelly.
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Yeah. What kind of dinner did you have?
We had lobster raviolis and Caesar salad.
That's Who's that next to you?
I don't know, this nice gentleman that let me sit next to him.
Let?
I asked.
Carl. How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing well, Kenny.
Oh, good to see you.
Nice to see you.
I'm gonna speed it up because I sense it's getting late. The time, what's that?
9:00.
Oh, perfect, right on time.
Mary. I'm here because I read your book. And I haven't seen you since I read your book, because the last time I saw you was your book signing.
Okay.
And I was very impressed. Mm-hmm. You had quite a life.
Yes.
So you would recommend the book for Christmas shopping?
It's a very interesting book if you want to know a whole different life. Man, the fact that you ever got out of that was amazing. When I was reading it, I thought, this is hell. The way you were living was a kind of hell.
It was.
And you got lifted out of it by something within you that wanted it enough. So I was very impressed. And every time I see you, you're different. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see what Kenny was up to. That's cool. Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everything goes well and that you have a wonderful trip to follow.
I do too.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Send some postcards.
Yeah, I'm a many rivers, they can post them. Post them on the wall. Yes! Sheet of paper, please. Drum roll. Please put your email address and name on there, because I'd like to stay in touch with you. And I'm going to do my own PR, marketing, whatever else. You know, I do, for the next 2 months that I'm here, I'm doing individual one-on-one sessions. If you're open to that, I'm available for that. And I have limited slots. Because I'm trying to, I like working with people more individually. I find there's a lot more that happens between individuals. A lot of people just, in large groups, just won't share. They won't open up. And I find there's a lot of growth that happens for me and for the person that's working. So if you feel open to that, please put your name on there, it says yes, and then we'll talk. And if you just, and I would like to keep you on my list, to let you know what I'm doing. Whenever I update my site and get some new videos, you know, so please do that.
And
how you doing, darling?
I'm doing good.
Good to see you.
Wouldn't miss one of your talks.
Thank you so much.
As Mary said, they're all different. You're different.
Thank you.
We did.
We Dad. Spell it.
W-I-D-A-D.
We Dad. We Dad, that's a good one.
Yeah, very.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? It means joyful love.
One who's joyful love. We Dad. One who's joyful love. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And what are you going to do for the holidays?
I might drive a car to Colorado. I don't know.
Well, take the southern route. That's all I got to say. Don't go north, baby. I tried it. Ooh, but don't do that.
I've driven across Nevada so many times in the winter. I love it. It's like being on the moon. It's cold and
empty. It is.
And crystal clear.
Yes, it is.
It's crystal
it
clear.
Is. Name.
Again?
Oh, yeah. No problem. Again.
My name is Damien.
Damon. Thanks for coming, Damon. And I wish you a merry Christmas. And they got some great artifacts here. And I'm sure you're going to find something that would really be right for the right person, whomever it may be. And also pick up The Last Hustle. You can't go wrong with that one. It's a great Christmas present for you and your loved ones.
Even better is a signed copy by the author.
For extra,
oh, there you go.
For extra $3.
You can't get that any place but tonight.
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 One time deal. And you got a DVD for how much are we selling these for?
God knows.
I have to look at it.
DVD tonight, only tonight, for $5.
Woo!
Wow.
So for a book and a DVD is $25.
Alright. Normally $24.95.
Yeah.
$24.95.
We just spent with that, you know.
Alright.
The one on the right is a raw. Not Richard Pryor raw, Eddie Murphy raw, but it's raw. Unedited version of me. And the one on the left, on the right, the white one is edited and it's, you know, structured, and we're sitting down, you know, question and answer. The both are good. Make great Christmas presents. I would never would thought I would be saying I would make a great Christmas present to somebody.
Good for Hanukkah too.
Yeah. Kwanzaa also.
Kwanzaa, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And solstice.
And solstice. All right, well, thank you so much, as usual.
Oh, and this is
Rob.
Forget Rob.
Don't forget Rob.
And I see you at Cowles.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you all for coming out tonight. I really appreciate it. I want to point out we have a donation bowl over there on the counter. We encourage you to donate to it. We split what you give with our speaker to support his work in Bali and when, wherever. And I do not lightly recommend a book as strongly as I recommend this one. This is a really good book.
Jack Kornfield even recommends the book to people.
Oh my God.
And Jack don't recommend nothing. He don't recommend his own book.
I didn't know he was that tight.
Because a lot of people been coming to me left the other day. I went to a fundraiser and a woman came to me. Oh, you're kidding. Jack said, this is a great book. I went to Spirit Rock one night. Mother, Kenny, oh, Jack says a great book. I said, man, Jack is a great. He really likes the book. He endorsed it, of course. But endorsing a book doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, say, because he endorsed 1,000 books. His name's on every book probably in the store, probably, most likely, you know. But he likes it. He likes it. And he read it, and he, you know, it's, and I'm not saying it just, you know, to get your money, but I'm saying it's a great read. It's very inspirational.
And it is, I mean, for people, I mean, what do you want to give somebody in your life on Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever? You want to give something that inspires them.
And, that's right. That's
and
right.
So this is a great choice for that.
That's right.
And it'll be, they'll feel extra inspired with that personal inscription
that's
from
right.
the author.
But $3.
There
I'll
you
do
go.
It for two.
And no one would know the difference, right?
Ooh, God. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you all for coming tonight.